Nobody's really paying attention, but things are continuing this inevitable move upwards. For the gains that started in September continued in October as all of the TSP funds posted positive returns for the second month in a row. This despite the fact that the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 9.6 and GDP grew by a sluggish 2% in the third quarter. In fact, as I look at the chart, and we, you know, lay this out each month by month, year to date, and 12 month look back, I don't see a single negative mark.
Yeah.
The
G fund, F fund, C fund, S fund, I fund, L, all the L's, all positive numbers.
That's right. And even one L fund, let's see, it's the 2040 fund, outperformed all of the freestanding funds except the I fund. So that's kind of unusual as well. But we can run through them and
The big gainer that I saw this for the month was the S fund, almost 4.5%.
I'm sorry, that's right, the S fund. Yes, yes.
Describe to folks, and I always, particularly given this time when a lot of folks automatically enrolled and don't always they hear us rally off these different fund names, they don't always make the connection. The S fund, essentially, it's the broadest measure, right?
The S fund, that's correct. It's a bit of a misnomer. It should be the S&M fund, but that just doesn't sound right.
Baby.
For small and medium stocks. Maybe we should start at the beginning.
Sure.
We started out with the C fund, a common stock investment fund, and for that fund, we chose the S&P 500. Once we expanded, we included the S fund, which is the remainder of the stocks in the domestic stock market after you take out the S&P 500. So there's about 45 to 5,500 other stocks in the domestic stock market.
So very, very broad, as you say. Almost 45, 5,500 stocks make up the S fund.
That's right. And when you put the two of them together, as we do in the L funds, you end up with the complete domestic stock market, including that what they look to now as the engine of to get us out of the doldrums here in the economy, the small and medium companies that are out there.
And C fund for the month up almost 4%, 3.8.
That's right, 3.8. Yeah, doing terrific. The I fund, our other equity fund, this one based on the stock markets of 20 foreign countries at 3.63%. The F fund, our fixed income fund or corporate investment grade bond fund, that's at 0.36. And then the never has a bad day G fund for government securities fund up 0.18.
And it never has a terrible day, but also never has, you don't get to take advantage of the big upsides.
That's right. Yeah. You're just on a steady, slow march up. You know, you still get the benefit of compound earnings.
Right.
You get that every day, and you never get compound losses because you're not heading in that direction, but it's a slow, steady climb.
And the G fund, by and large, where most money is, and also where if you're automatically enrolled in the TSP, which all new employees are,
that's correct.
That's where your money goes.
Absolutely, yes. And then we have our income funds, and what these funds are, they're not really individual funds, they're aggregations of the five funds that we just covered, and the allocation to each of those five funds changes as you inevitably get older and get closer to the date when you're going to use these funds.
Right.
And draw them out, and the idea is that you'll become more conservative in your investments as you approach the time when you're going to draw it down.
I call them the set it and forget it.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Automatic pilot. L income fund, that's our most conservative, up 0.92 this month. The 2010 fund up 0.92 as well. Those are currently both the same. That's going to change in 2 months here.
We have two more months of seeing the 2010 on there, and then it disappears, and it gets we have a new 2050 fund, right?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes.
So the 2020 also did very well, almost 2.3% up.
That's right. 2030 at 2.78, 2040 at 3.16. So it was really a very good month. And maybe if we just keep our mouths shut and our fingers crossed, and we hope and hope and hope this kind of stealth rally can continue.
Yeah, we sometimes almost like feel bad calling too much attention to it.
That's right.
let's look the other way and things will just continue. But the other thing, year-to-date numbers, all in positive categories. And for the 12-month, if you go back to October of 2009, again, all positive reviews, positive numbers, and in fact, some by significant, the S fund over the past 12 months is up almost 30%.
That's right. That's right. So that brings us, again, a long way out of the depths that we experienced back in 2007 and 2008 when everything seemed to be going downhill fast.
And this doesn't, I mean, I know there are a lot of folks who aren't yet out of that hole that they were in after the, 2008, September 2008, when everything just felt like it had a rock attached to it.
That's right. That's right. No, we're not quite there yet, but we're a fair piece along. And I imagine that as we get close to the end of this year, we'll be taking a look at that and seeing just how close we are to being, moving out of that, shadow.
I know when times start being on the better side, there's a lot of folks who say
time to start
shifting around and all those kinds of things. And are you seeing much of that data yet?
We're really not. And I think that even when we do have when we're seeing things that we regard as big shifts in numbers, it's still relatively small. I mean, if you look back in 2007 2008, you'd see big movements in the numbers, but much of that was because the value was going down so fast. People were moving, yes, a bit, but they don't do the huge shifts, say from 100% C to 100% G. Our folks, by and large, now there are always going to be some who do that, but by and large, they seem to understand that you have to have a long-term plan and you don't deviate from it too much, just enough to let you sleep at night, maybe.
And we will have the chart that has, if some of these numbers were flying by and you couldn't piece them together, and sometimes it can feel that way, we have it all put on our website right there, federalnewsradio.com/DoraBeck Insider, and you can find them all for yourself and make sense of them. Tom Trabucco, Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. You also have them on your website. Give that address.
That's right, www.tsp.gov.